Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. I'm Mary Sherman. We're featuring several stories, including the death toll rises as wildfires burn in California. Health groups decry a repeal of Obama-era pollution standards, and the elusive college degree hindering hiring power for Latinos. Our top story, at least 15 people have died in wildfires raging through California. More than 100 people are missing, 20,000 evacuated, 115,000 acres charred, and at least 2,000 homes and businesses destroyed. The wildfires are labeled the worst fire disaster in California history. This year's fire season has been far worse than the average season over the past decade, straining state and federal budgets and endangering lives and property in areas that have been spared in recent years. On Tuesday, the Trump administration took steps to repeal the Clean Power Plan, the nation's first-ever attempt to limit carbon pollution from existing power plants. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt claims the move will correct what he sees as an executive overreach of authority. But Paul Billings with the American Lung Association says rolling back protections will keep millions of Americans exposed to dangerous pollutants and derail the nation's efforts to slow climate change.
When EPA finalized the rule in 2015, they estimated the rule would prevent up to 3,600 premature deaths a year and 90,000 asthma attacks in children, in addition to addressing the leading cause of climate change.
Billings notes people around the world are already experiencing the effects of climate change through more severe storms, prolonged drought, and wildfires. Despite progress in recent years, earning a college degree remains a major challenge for Latinos in the U.S.
A new study out today from the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce finds that only 21% of Latinos have bachelor's degrees, compared to 32% of African Americans and 45% of whites. Anthony Carnevale, director of the Georgetown Center and lead author on the report, says the study shows that for Latinos, education is the barrier to a better life, not hard work.
First generations made their money by working hard in jobs that don't require much more than high school. That leveraged them into a position where the next generation can move on to college, and that is really where the progress is going to have to come.
Carnevale says that while Latinos are running faster in the education race, they are falling farther behind other ethnic groups. Mark Richardson reporting.
The Supreme Court tossed one challenge to President Trump's travel ban late Tuesday. The court said the case of International Refugee Assistance Project brought against the ban is now moot since Trump's order banning nationals from six majority Muslim countries expired September 24th. The court said it originally agreed to hear the case to resolve a challenge to the temporary suspension of nationals from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. There are renewed calls to ban the sale of assault weapons in Florida after the latest mass shooting that killed 58 and wounded more than 500 in Las Vegas. Tramell Gomes reports.
State Senator Linda Stewart and Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith, both Orlando Democrats, filed the bill that also would ban the sale of magazines with more than 7 rounds of ammunition. Patty Brigham with the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence says action is what she expects to see from lawmakers.
We don't elect our representatives for their thoughts and prayers. We elect them to make law. It is really high time to start passing laws that protect citizens from needless gun violence.
Similar legislation was filed last year after the massacre at the Pulse nightclub that left 49 dead and more than 50 wounded. The bill was not heard in either the House or Senate.
A new bill introduced on Capitol Hill could help farmers expand their business opportunities while boosting rural economies. The Local Food and Regional Market Supply Act would enhance 3 current grant programs that help expand business opportunities and build sustainability for local farmers. One of the programs is the Value Added Producer Grant, which Ann's Raspberry Farm in Ohio was awarded in 2014. Co-owner Daniel Trudell says it provided funding that enabled their business to establish a presence in other states and propel online sales.
I cannot speak enough of how much this has helped us. We were able to write a grant ourselves and put a plan together. It was accepted. So it really, really has helped us enter new markets that otherwise would have been impossible or very difficult.
A companion bill was introduced in the House. The long list of companies that have seen massive cybersecurity attacks in recent months includes credit monitoring company TRW, Sears, and Sony. And as Tim Morrissey reports, this is the month to make sure you're not on another list.
Experts are concerned that the U.S. is becoming a nation of cybersecurity haves and have-nots, those that take steps to protect their sensitive information, and those that remain vulnerable. A recent survey found 90% of Americans are concerned about the security of their personal information and want to know more about online safeguards. Jared Albrecht is with the Wisconsin Bureau of Consumer Protection.
So we've got a market out there of people who are open to hearing the messages, and we're trying to get the word out to people that there are all these different things that they can do, ways to approach their online accounts, ways to approach getting online, making sure their computers and their devices are secure, making sure their passwords are secure.
October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and the state's Consumer Protection Agency is releasing daily tips on cybersecurity. Find them on the agency's Facebook page at Wisconsin Bureau of Consumer Protection and on their Twitter account at WI Consumer.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.